The Torah begins Parshas B'chukosei, B'chukosei Telechu, and the Torah tells us, Nasati Gishmechem B'itam. Rashi, famously, on the words in B'chukosei Telechu, says, Shetu Amelim B'Torah, B'chukosei Telechu teaches us how we have to toil and work in learning. And the question, when we learn this Pasuk of B'chukosei Telechu, Nasati Gishmechem B'itam, where the Torah promises us much great reward for doing what we're supposed to do, isn't there a rule, as the Gemara in Masechta Kedushin teaches us, there is no schar for mitzvahs in this world. So why is there schar for B'chukosei Telechu? Furthermore, Rashi, by saying Shetu Amel Mentaira, where in the words of B'chukosei Telechu is it indicated that it means Shetu Amel Mentaira, that we should work hard in learning Torah and doing the mitzvahs Hashem? The Shulchan Aruch in Chayshim Mispah Siman Shin Lamed Zayin Sif Chaf teaches us, Muzra Poyel, every worker is taught and warned, Shlo Yivatel Ma'at Kan Ma'at Kan, he shouldn't waste any time as he is working for his employer. Kain Chayiv Lavid B'kol Chay Chay, somebody who's working has to put in all of his effort to work properly. Shor Yaakov Tzadik Omar, we find Yaakov Tzadik teaches us, Ki B'chol Koichi Avarti Savichem, I worked for Lavan with all of my power, with all of my energy. L'fikach not the schar apoilim hazem, and that's why he got schar in this world. Shenema v'yifretz ish ma'id ma'id. What we see from here is that as much as there is no schar in this world, if somebody goes above and beyond what he's supposed to do, then he gets schar. Teaches us Rashi. Rashi was bothered with this very question. Rashi was bothered with the question that here the Torah tells us about all the schar, all the reward we're going to get in this world for doing mitzvahs. And what bothers Rashi is, as we're learning, schar mitzvah hayal meleka. There's no schar in this world. So if there's no schar in this world, how does the Torah suggest that we're going to get all the schar? So says Rashi, the answer is Shetiu Amelim B'Toira. If we work hard, as Yaakov Avinu taught us, if we work hard and we work with all of our energy and all of our might, then we are going to get schar and even get schar in this world. So tells us Rashi, be careful, Shetiu Amelim B'Toira, that you should work hard, because if you're going to work hard, then the Pasuk's guarantee of reward will be something that you will receive and you will deserve to receive. I saw that the Sefer Tver Shlomo also takes this approach, that if schar alma b'hay alma lek, if there's no schar for our mitzvahs in this world, how does the Pasuk tell us about the schar we're going to get? So he says there are two reasons, the two elements to a mitzvah. There's the actual fulfillment of the mitzvah, and then is the desire to do the mitzvah, the preparation for doing the mitzvah. So he says, indeed, for the actual mitzvah that one does, schar mitzvah hay al maleka, that reward cannot be given in this world. But the Pasuk doesn't speak about that. The Pasuk speaks about when the chukosei telechu. Telechu means that you're going to do the mitzvah, the preparation for the mitzvah, the being anxious to do the mitzvah. And furthermore, v'shamartim. So he says, the Pasuk says, v'aviv shomar es hadavar. The definition of v'aviv shomar es hadavar is that he's anticipated, he was waiting for this to happen. V'shamartim v'asisem. It's not just a person does a mitzvah because he has to do the mitzvah. He does the mitzvah v'shamartem. He's excited about doing a mitzvah, and he looks forward to doing the mitzvah. And that's what the Pasuk says. In b'chukosei telechu, if we're going to do mitzvahs, we're going to spend energy and effort in doing the mitzvahs. V'shamartem, and we're excited about doing the mitzvahs. Then that for that you will have schar in this world. And he explains that there are a number of psukim that teach us this lesson. He says, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Chav ani l'chol ashirocha ul'shomrei pekudecha chazdocha Hashem malei aretz. Because the people who are Yirei Hashem, the people who are Shomrei Pekudecha, the people who want to do the mitzvah Hashem, who are excited to do the mitzvah Hashem, such causes the Chazdach Hashem Malei Haaretz. Then we, even this world, already will have the opportunity to have Chesed Hashem, that we will have the ability to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do tremendous chasadim, tremendous favor, and show us favor, and show us a great life. And that's pshat also that he says, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Asher Yirei Hashem HaHoylech Bedrocha. Asher Kol Yirei Hashem, somebody who is a true Yirei Shemayim. How is it evident that somebody is a true Yirei Shemayim? He's an individual, HaHoylech Bedrocha, he's anxious, Hoylech, he's preparing and he's anxious and he's excited about doing Mitzvah Hashem. Such a person tells us the Pasuk, Ashrecha V'Toivloch, Ashrecha Ba'olam Hazeh V'Toivloch Ba'olam Hazeh. Such a person will have not just Olam Haba, but we'll have Ashrecha Ba'olam Hazeh, as the Pasuk here is teaching us, we'll have Olam Hazeh, because for this extra effort and excitement that he puts into the performance of the mitzvah, that's how he zoicha to wonderful things. And we take this a step further. The Pasuk is teaching us, says the Cheshiv Sofer, that the Rambam says, the Pasuk says, B'chol d'rechecho de'yehu. What does B'chol d'rechecho de'yehu come to teach us? That a person, even if he's doing Gashmias, he's not sitting and learning. He's not actually at this moment, performing a mitzvah. He may be doing something which we look at as just the opposite. He's eating, he's drinking, he's doing business. But if everything that he does is l'shem shemayim, if he's eating and drinking with the intention that he should have the strength to be able to learn Torah and do mitzvahs, if he's earning an income with the intent that that income should be used to do the right thing, to give tzedakah, to raise his family in the way one is supposed to raise his family, that person is the person that is serving Hashem in all aspects of his life. In B'chukosai, Chukosai represents panosa, as the apostle says, Chokcha v'choit banecha. In B'chukosai teleichu, if in everything that you do, in B'chukosai teleichu, even if the chukosai, even when you go to work, or when you go to eat, or you go to do anything else, your intention is teleichu, your intention is shetiyu amelim b'toira, your goal is always avodas Hashem. A person who lives a life that everything that he does is l'shem shemayim, or tries to make it l'shem shemayim, such a person, says the pasuk, v'nasati gishmeichem be'itam. The Torah Kedoshah says to that individual, you are the person that is deserving, and you as the person, you are the person will have not just olam haba, you will have olam hazeh, because you live the life that makes you deserve to have not just olam haba, but to also have olam hazeh.